Welcome to Criminal Justice Knowledge. My name is Natalie Miller, and I'm pleased to welcome my guest today, Professor Doug Thompson, one of the faculty members here in the Criminal Justice Degree Program. Thank you so much for joining me today, Doug.
Glad to be here.
So today, we're going to be discussing subculture theory. Now, Doug, what is subculture theory exactly?
Well, subculture theory started by two researchers in the States who published their work in 1967. What they did was look at 600 murders in Philadelphia, and they were trying to work out who are the victims, who are the perpetrators, and they realized the vast majority of all the murders were committed by males who were low socioeconomic status and poorly educated, and they thought, why is this? This is weird. And so they came up with this idea that the violence amongst these men were because they belonged to a violent subculture. So basically you got the mainstream culture in the city of Philadelphia or the United States or wherever, but you got these small groups inside there where violence is normal, where for the males, where you look at the murders, where the reasons for committing the murders were often petty disputes, where if you and I get into an argument, hopefully we're not going to kill each other. Because we don't live in a subculture of violence, we have a subculture of academia, so we're going to be arguing about our references and things like that. But if we were in a subculture of violence, if you disputed my honor or status, I have to respond violently.
Right.
So as part of that subculture, I'll carry a weapon, a knife or a stick or a baton, or in the States, a gun. My honor is very, very important, and I must use violence to protect it. And if I don't use the violence, then I lose face, and I cannot do that.
Right, so then that would, what would cause crime would be the, whatever the subculture is that causes the crime, or this sort of crime
so
that's happening?
When you're inside the subculture, violence is normal. So it's, if you think about our lives here as in academics, you live in a subculture of academia. So it's normal for you on a Friday or on the weekend, Friday night or a weekend, to be reading academic books, to switch on the TV and go, hey, let me watch a really cool documentary, because you have a subculture of academia. You gain status by getting good marks and knowing more things. There's other subcultures, which is you have to, like a drug subculture, where it's normal to use illegal drugs at various levels.
The
subculture of violence, it's normal to engage in high levels of violence. So basically it's self-replicating.
What kind of examples of big subcultures in Canada would there be that are really causing crime?
Well, you can look at basically down to the gangs. In Toronto and for large parts of Canada, majority of homicides and violent activities occur with inside gangs or between gangs. And if you belong to a violent gang, often you have to engage in violence to get in the gang, to be accepted into the gang. And you must use violence to maintain your status or to rise in status in the same gang. So, for instance, in Toronto, the majority of murders are gang-related. And that's the subculture of violence. You can't, if someone comes onto your territory, you can't, as a gang member, just go, oh, okay, let's sit down and chat about it.
Right.
That is not an option. You must fight.
Actually, do that. So how would we be able to reduce crime with the idea of subculture in mind?
Well, if we take it from a subcultural lens, what you have to do is change the subculture.
Right.
So I noticed an interesting thing that's happening in the States, where some gangs are resolving their turf disputes not with guns, but with paintball guns.
Okay.
So they're taking a violent subculture and saying, hey, instead of having a gun and shooting and killing each other, we're going to solve with paintball guns, and if you lose a paintball fight, you lose a territory.
And it gives more money to the paintball group.
Exactly, yeah. So it changes the culture. And the interesting thing here is, people will move into the subculture and then move out of it as well. And so it's trying to get them to say, hey, this is not the end of your life by being in this group. You can move out. So think about the things you did as a teenager. A lot of us, we belong to certain groups at school and you belong to a certain subculture. So you had to listen to the right kind of music. You had to wear the right kind of clothes.
Right.
You had to believe the right kind of things. But you probably stopped doing that after a while when you came to college.
Yes.
When you moved addresses, when you did things like that, then your friends and things like that shifted, and so you drifted out. So it's taking the people in the subculture and saying, there are alternates.
Right.
Or moving the high-risk people out. and getting them out of that subculture, and that yep. will therefore reduce the violence.
Incredibly interesting, an interesting way of different lens of looking at crime. Are there any further links or supports that students can look at? Do you have any suggestions of any websites or URLs?
I've got quite a few which will be on the website, but the interesting
Perfect.
Thing here to do is think about yourself.
Yes.
And what did you do as a teenager that was really, really, really stupid?
A lot of things for me, I mean.
And the interesting thing inside a subculture is often a small group, and the rules and regulations of that group are far more harshly kept. Mm-hmm. So you can't belong to, you can't be a goth and say, you know what, I really like Justin Bieber.
Yes.
You'd be shunned.
Yeah.
Or if you belong to this Justin Bieber subculture, you can't turn on and say, you know, I kind of like heavy metal. Not going to happen.
Yep.
So it's even with sport, people who follow sports, it's mm-hmm. subcultures of sports fanatics,
mm-hmm.
subcultures of any kind of fanatics, but you're not all there at the whole time.
Right.
It's realizing that there is a life beyond that.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for giving us a little bit of insight into subculture theory, Doug. Have a wonderful day, and thank you very much again on behalf of all the students.
Thank you.